Seattle-based Amazon.com boasts it has Earth's biggest selection, but when a big wildfire breaks out in the West and hundreds of responders need to be equipped and fed, firebosses order from a different warehouse. There are 5 regional wildfire supply storehouses in the Northwest operated by the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management. Correspondent Tom Bonzi got a tour of what you might call the Amazon.com for wildland firefighting in Boise.
From the outside, it looks like just another warehouse. Inside, the requisite forklifts are stocking and plucking just about everything you could ever need to fight wildfire, except for maybe rain. This place at the edge of the Boise Airport is called the Great Basin Cache. It's one of the biggest of 16 federal and state wildlife support centers around the country. Nicole Hallisey is an assistant manager here.
Not a lot of people really think about the logistics that go into making our firefighters successful out on the line. There's a whole army of folks back behind the scenes that maybe aren't getting the press or, you know, getting the kudos.
Hallisey is behind the scenes now. Before, she worked on an elite hotshot fire crew and then later as an air tanker dispatcher.
It's kind of a journey between each warehouse, so it gives
you... She walks me past the millions of dollars of inventory waiting to ship out on demand. The most popular items might surprise you. Number one is AA batteries. More than 850,000 of those went out of here last year, mostly to power handheld radios. Also shipped in great quantities is a pocket-sized 110-page notebook of references and safety checklists.
You know, we all are very good at remembering things, but when we're under pressure, it's always best to have something to come back to.
Hallisey says the checklist booklet is now mandatory equipment for wildland firefighters. Also among the best sellers are the collapsible water jugs called cubitainers.
This is one of our very, very popular items, especially the 5-gallon cubitainer, because no water, no work, as we like to say when we're on the line.
Speaking from experience, she says coffee ranks right up there with water. Fortunately, the fire camp cooks can order the biggest coffee maker I've ever seen, a propane-heated urn that brews 20 gallons at a time. It's just shy of the size of an old galvanized garbage can.
Yeah, it is. And depending on who's making the coffee, it could taste like it was brewed in a galvanized garbage can.
Another wing of the complex ships out portable satellite-connected weather stations. Electronics technician Justin Dopp says these get sent to large backcountry fires to provide accurate spot weather forecasts.
Usually these weather stations are about the second most important thing they set up. They have to establish communications first. They get the radio techs out there and get the repeater sites set up. And then weather is about the next most important thing.
Dopp shows how with a couple taps on a radio keypad, a firefighter can get a personal weather readout from the remote portable station.
Air temperature 73.6 degrees. Humidity 32%. Wind speed 4.
In an adjacent building, storehouse staff assemble kits to truck in or parachute to remote fire camps. Those include first aid packages, chainsaw boxes, and food. Hallisey let me peek into an airdrop food box for smoke jumpers.
You've got coffee, you've got hot cocoa mix, you've got some Kleenex, tea, beef jerky, some good Idaho potatoes.
The elite smoke jumpers get an upgrade from regular military rations, which the support center also stocks.
They get to eat like kings, more so. So sometimes it's great when you're on a fire and you have hiked into a place where there are smoke jumpers and you can partake in their meals with them.
There's your insider tip. Hang out near the smoke jumpers at chow time. I'm Tom Bonzi in Boise.